Latavius Murray is the running back. Take the hand. Cousins rolling. Chased by Matthews. Fires. There'll be a first down and more. And Thielen, can he get in? Yes, touchdown.
Hello, hello, let's go. It's your man Flip Mozzie giving you 15 minutes of reaction after the game on Sunday. Woo, this game made me so happy. Minnesota Vikings win, division hated rivals goes down at the hand of our purple. 24-17, the Vikings are 6-4-1, Packers 4-6-1, ties add too many numbers. Bottom line, we beat Green Bay. They're lucky we didn't beat them in week two. Minnesota is the better team, and they played like it on Sunday night. We're here to go over what we just saw, instant reactions, and hot takes. The division looks little out of reach right now with Chicago winning on Thanksgiving. Backup quarterback got that win for them. Chase Daniel, good Lord. Detroit is out of it. So can our Vikings control this wild card? Can they nab the 5 seed, make noise on the road in the playoffs? Or maybe they just go for it all. The streak must start. Either now or in January, Vikings got a streak. Time to start rubbing our hands. But hey, we gotta start with just this game. First, the offense. Slow start after 2 drives. We're just happy they woke up. The key, simply the amount of skill positions involved. Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Kyle Rudolph, Dalvin Cook, everyone but Laquon Treadwell made impact in the first half. That made for an offense that moved the ball well and should have basically scored 20 points, put them on the board. But then all that noise just doesn't matter when the offense does what it did tonight. If you forget about the entire season, just look at this game. 3 touchdowns from Kirk, 9 yards per attempt, 0 turnovers, Thielen and Diggs both scoring, Cook factoring into the pass game too. Our offense, John DeFilippo, great job tonight. Kirk Cousins, big time pressure under the lights, he answered the call. That is the dream, an effort that should have yielded far more points if not for the... Not for the kicker, we'll get to that later, no matter what, the offense came to play today. And then the defense. 17 points against Aaron Rodgers. We'll take that every day of the week. Their scoring happened early, made us a bit nervous, but Zimmer adjusted. Started getting pressure on Aaron Rodgers under duress. Aaron Jones was relatively quiet. They just had to generate the big turnover after that. Somehow, I promise you, this will be twisted into Green Bay's lack of offensive prowess. Forget that. Before this game, everybody was talking about Aaron Jones. He's good. He's not prime time. They were talking about some dude named Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Nobody cares about that game. 3 yards. Green Bay did nothing because Mike Zimmer is better than Mike McCarthy, and everyone knows it. Early success countered with second half adjustments. Vikings leaned and leaned and leaned on Green Bay. Defense bends, it's not breaking, and the Green Bay offense did. This was a big game. Another loss in primetime would have been Minnesota's 4th this year, incapable winning the big game under the lights. That Kirk Cousins isn't clutch narrative, you bet it would have grown. It'd be no wonder that the national media doesn't give this team any respect. Maybe they still won't get any respect, but you know what this win means? It means they're still a factor in the division, they're still a factor in the conference, and they should be a feared opponent at home, just like they were last year. This win proves that they're hanging tough, ready to duke it out with these other teams looking for playoff berths. Around the NFC, Chicago wins, Dallas wins, New Orleans wins, Seattle wins. You got to take notice of these teams trying to make runs. Dallas surprisingly coming on strong. That Amari Cooper trade looks great on the field right now despite all that hate it got last month. It doesn't matter if the Vikings keep on winning. None of that matters. They just got to win. And that's why tonight's win is so nice. Minnesota still controls their own destiny. They go to Foxborough, then CenturyLink, but they got Green Bay. They put them away. So we stay above 500, 6-4-1. Let's see if we can steal a game from some fierce competition in the next 2 weeks. Our Vikings won this game because our playmakers made plays and Green Bay's didn't. Aaron Rodgers, still the Hall of Famer, but he's got no help. Average receivers, no plays are being made from the pocket, and if you can force them to scramble, the explosive plays just aren't there like in years past. Minnesota kept pressure on him and changed the game. Huge shout out to Sheldon Richardson, 2 tackles for loss, 2 QB hits, 2 sacks. Aaron Jones. Jones was a constant but bottled up. We saw Eric Kendricks and Anthony Barr step it up, tackling the running back. Jayron Kearse was in there, and both defensive lines were winning the battles in the run game. Green Bay tried to stick with the run, whereas Minnesota gave it up. Their returns weren't good enough. When Jones went away, the Packers' offense went with it. Davante Adams, great start, but things got quiet in the second quarter and a bit in the second half, too. Davante probably won this matchup against Xavier, you could say. Pass rush changed a lot, but even so, Xavier never got beat deep. He held his own when he had to. Jimmy Graham, silent, nothing from that guy. Maybe it was his hand injury. Maybe it was Jayron Kearse shutting him down. That's a pretty sad run through the Packer playmakers. Just highlights what the Vikings defense was able to do tonight. But the Vikings offense, Kirk Cousins, great, efficient. Took a couple drives to click, but after that he was accurate. Decisive with the football when he had time. Able to find the open man regardless of jersey number. Offensive line held up and Kirk just dealt. The forced throws were gone. The mental lapses, none of that. Just beautiful. Kirk Cousins led the offensive attack. Stephon Diggs, the early hype. Diggs got all the explosion. He's generating big plays downfield, scoring touchdowns on sluggos, catching dimes, finishing gains. Adam Thielen, it started clicking a little late. Green Bay tried to double him, but then with all the other receivers making plays, Thielen just started to get open and make noise. Fantastic grabs, clutch first downs, everything we love. Then everything caught fire. A huge second half from Adam, including a will-not-be-denied touchdown to put the game out of reach. Adam Thielen makes you laugh with joy 3 times a game. Dalvin Cook, X-Factor Cook. He's in the run game. He's in the pass game. First touchdown was vintage. Easy catch. Makes defenders miss and dances into the end zone before a fun limbo celebration. He makes the offense dynamic. And last but not least, Kyle Rudolph. Rudy is our floor. When everyone is covered, go to Rudy. When you need early down yards, go to Rudy. Kyle opened things up for the receivers and that made the entire offense blossom. Didn't do much in the second half. That's okay, the damage was done and Green Bay couldn't account for everyone. If Diggs and Thielen are the engine to the Vikings offense, Kyle Rudolph is the axe. He's the guy that makes them throw their hands up when everyone else is covered. John DeFilippo used all his weapons tonight, and Green Bay had no answer. It's pretty funny. This game started and ended with defense. The Vikings won the toss, decided to receive like they were ready to explode on offense, and that just didn't happen. The first 3 drives of this game were all punts. Minnesota came out passing, and the results were terrifying. A screen to Diggs gets blown up by Jair Alexander. 2 plays later, Kirk Cousins, Aldrick Robinson aren't on the same page. Kirk throws to the back shoulder while Robinson's continues on the post. Incomplete and their second punt of the game. At that point, the Vikings started the game with 2 drives, 2 3-and-outs, 2 punts, 5 passes and 1 run, and we were still waiting for the offense to click. Vikings passing, Green Bay running. Green Bay came out with Aaron Jones. First drive went run, run, pass, punt. Second drive, run, run, drive down the field and score. Packers came out and Davante Adams defined their drives. He drew a long pass interference penalty, then beat Xavier Rhodes on the back shoulder throw. Twists, catches, and runs inside the pylon. Touchdown, and the Packers went up 7-0. And the defense missed a couple of tackles too. Best Vikings players didn't start this game hot. And the next Packers drive, it was just too easy. Rodgers was playing pitch and catch down the field, finding man coverage, scrambling, going to the open man. Pass rush wasn't making that noise at first, but no. Green Bay drives and finds an easy toss play to Aaron Jones for the touchdown. Slight worry for the Vikings defense at that point. Green Bay put together back-to-back touchdown drives. We didn't know what Xavier Rhodes was doing, but at the end of the day, it ended up being a-okay. Partly because the Vikings offense didn't go to sleep. Use of the run game, use of secondary weapons, inventive play calls, Cook and Rudolph feature on the drive early before Kirk strikes deep to Diggs. And Dalvin Cook, we had to get him in the end zone this game. Swing pass from Kirk takes it all the way, makes those boys miss, and celebrates. And the second Viking scoring drive, even better than the first. Rudolph gets it started with two solid grabs, then strikes to Stephon Diggs. First a curl route to beat the defensive back blitz, then the deep strike sluggo touchdown. That's the Vikings offense we like to see. So it's 14-14 before halftime, defense on the field, and they make the stand. Jayron Kearse flashes on back-to-back plays, then Tom Johnson and Danielle Hunter sack Aaron Rodgers, force the punt. Get off the field, 12. And that's it. That's the Packers offense. From here on out, 14 minutes left in the second quarter. The Packers only scored 3 points from here on out. Punt, 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 turnover on downs, punt, punt, field goal. That is the Minnesota Vikings Mike Zimmer defense. Plays by playmakers, Sheldon Richardson, Harrison Smith, Trey Waynes. Let's not understate the game that Trey Waynes and Mackenzie Alexander just put together. That's what it takes for Mike Zimmer's D. So as Vikings fans, how we feel about the second half? Incredible. It was about shutting down Aaron Rodgers. And then the question is, could our offense put together enough drives to get the points to win this game? Yes. While Mike McCarthy is complaining about some fourth down spot, Kirk Cousins doesn't care. The Vikings hold on fourth down, then Kirk delivers to Cook for 13, Diggs for 5, Thielen for 13. They're in field goal range. Vikings kick the field goal. 7 plays later, they're in the end zone to make it a 10-point game. That's what I'm talking about. That's a team that shows up in prime time and puts the Packers away. This is a hard-fought victory. All Mike Zimmer wins are hard-fought. If you're not used to it, then I don't know what you've been watching for the last 5 years. Vikings grind every win. They're going to need our players at their best. Brian O'Neill went under the concussion tent for part of this game. Rashad Hill came in, but O'Neill re-entered before the game ended. Xavier Rhodes pulled up on a hamstring. I hope he's okay, because Holton Hill came in. Didn't look too good against Davante Adams, almost immediately giving up a touchdown. He's not Xavier. Overall, a really healthy game for Minnesota. We're holding our breath that Xavier is okay. Maybe somehow they'll all be healthy for this monumental stretch run. I don't know about this team, but I just have to see them healthy. I have to see them play New England on equal terms. Maybe they'll lose, but we can't have that be because of injury. They have to get up and show us, give us some honest feedback on who this team can and can't beat. Perfect example, Anthony Barr. He wasn't exactly missed in his absence, but he returns and the Vikings hold the Packers to 17. Can't really explain it, but that dude's important. Does the triple mug look work without Barr? Does Zimmer have enough faith to only rush four without the AB? That's what makes Bash Brother Barr so valuable. And that extends to Andrew Sendejo, David Morgan, Xavier Rhodes. Full health honestly might be the advantage Minnesota has over all these other playoff contenders. No pity here, we're A-OK with that. As the Vikings head out of their conference for a clash with New England, it's not about the other NFC teams. Let's make it clear, those other teams, Dallas, Seattle, they're hot. They're going to win. We got to stop playing the scoreboard watching game. Stop cheering for scrub teams to beat the NFC's best. It ain't happening. And it doesn't matter if our Vikings don't take care of their own business. It's about Minnesota needing wins and playing like it. That simple. The talent on this roster has underachieved this year. I hope they know that. I hope they come out looking like a completely different, on another level, especially offensively, like we know they're capable of. That's what it's going to take to beat New England and Seattle on the road. Kirk Cousins hitting deep shots, Dalvin Cook making defenders miss, Adam Thielen's sweet hands, and Stephon Diggs' route running at their highest level. Danielle Hunter wrecking games, Anthony Barr getting pressure, Xavier closing roads, and Harrison splashing all over the field. That's what it takes to go head-to-head with the Patriots. Time to shock the world and start back up with the whispers of greatness for our Vikings. Skol Vikes!